It is a very warm welcome to an old friend of mine from many, many years ago, Dave Wiseman, co-founder of Amershova National Classic, and Annie Batchelder, the race director. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave, nice to see you again. Long time.
Just looking at your face, Anna. Mm-hmm. We did so many things together. And I want to tell you, this is a very generous man, because I came to him on many occasions when we were supporting charities or individuals when I was on different radio stations. And Dave always came up with a plan and a bike. So, yeah, you're a legend, man. Good to see you.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, so the Amershova is it's done and dusted now. Right. But we want to look back a little bit and reflect on the success of the 40th Amershova National Classic. Like, what made this year's milestone event so special? The atmosphere and the vision that shaped the event over the past four decades. 40 years. It's incredible for one event.
Debbie, yeah, it's you know, when we first went to get this event, the effort was put in to try and get us an event that would anchor the KwaZulu-Natal season for starters. And, you know, in those days, the August, which became Cape Town Cycle Tour, we wanted something to match up to that and draw on our runners, draw on our comrades, guys, draw on the doozy connotation. So we were using all that sort of level of people to come in, draw those guys across into the sport of cycling, and Gauteng and Joburg people, Free State guys. So we're looking for the growth there. And the idea was to get an iconic event on that would build our numbers and put us on the map for long-term future, not a short-term thing.
I mean, you've stood the test of time, Annie. Have you? You've not been the race director for 40 years. You're definitely not old enough.
Dave, I've been the race director since 1996.
Wow.
It has been a long while, and we've gone through thick and thin. In 1996, with the change of government, I saw it was important to change the name of the race and the ethos of the race to
That was your idea.
Yes.
Okay.
So we got some ideas from friends and things who were Zulu speaking, and came up with the name Amershova.
What does it mean?
It means to push. Let's push together.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of where it started in 1996. But we picked up on the legend that Dave was, that by starting the event, it was very small in those days. Dave, sorry to, no. I know you know it was small.
It was a struggle. And yeah. Somebody said, I saw a cyclist in a blue shirt at Hillcrest. I could tell you who he was. So the numbers in cycling were way smaller.
Yeah.
What was the year that you did your first one, Dave?
Oh, I started racing in 70, so it would have been probably the first one. I was helping a lot on the organization to get it off the ground as well. So from lead motorbikes to camera motorbikes to commentary. So yeah, involved with the race for a long, long time.
You both know your stuff. I mean, what does it take for you, Annie, to put this whole thing together as race director? Does it get more difficult each year, or is it easier?
Well, we've got a great team. I've got to be honest. We go back to the same people year after year, people who are good to us, people that have been friends of the Amershova for many years. And we reuse people, the service providers, the fencing guys, the toilet guys, the marshals, the medical.
Are they all the same people each year, basically?
Basically, yeah.
So don't fix something that isn't broken.
Exactly. And yeah. Where we can, I mean, like chatting to Dave just now, we were looking at what would be a good idea, what are things that we can change. And we're always looking for new ideas. And this year, the idea of adding the criterium on proved to be a lovely idea. It was an exhilarating race to watch. The guys rode their hearts out. I've never seen racing like that. It was unbelievable to watch. So, you know, we just need to get the word out there so that we get more spectators. And then we've got another event really on our hands.
Do you start thinking about next year now?
Straight away.
Oh, really? So 12 months work, it starts now.
Well, it's just and the core team is me and Melissa, who you saw through the window here just now taking a photograph. The two of us have been working together I think for 26 years.
Wow.
I met her at Varsity College when I was lecturing in event management. And she's been with me ever since. I don't think she's ever had another job. So she and I are partners in the business here.
Great, great team, the three of you.
Yeah.
How many riders this year?
We had just under 4,000.
Wow.
Which was better than last year.
Huge.
Which is what we always want, is a little bit more than the next year. Our biggest year was 2014, when we had like close to 12,000.
Wow.
So, and then they went up and down a bit. And then, of course, COVID hit us and we got a big club. And now we're rebuilding again, which is great.
What made the 40th anniversary edition so special compared to, let's say, previous years?
Debbie, I think the biggest thing is momentum. It seems to, the spirit on the road was unbelievable. You've got locals on the side shouting, Shova, Shova, really going with it. The inception of the 40-kilometer race, the 70-kilometer. So they've put on two family sort of events. The 40K is an easy ride from Hillcrest down.
You say it's easy.
It's an easy one. That's from Hillcrest down, yeah.
I get exhausted driving that distance. But anyway.
It draws in families and kids as well. The 70, if somebody hasn't done the homework or is still on the way up, they can do that before the 106. So there was really a nice growth and a nice spirit there. Just to add on to what, when Annie said criterium, you'd had a confused look. It's a small circuit race. So a 700-800 meter circuit race this year in the parking lot of the casino.
Ah.
And it's something, and you've got, you know, we had guys, Ryan Gibbons, the guy who won the race this year, was a lead out man in the Tour de France last year, leading out. Those guys who lead out are, it's a hard task. It's elbows, shoulders, crashes. And so we had quality riders and you're seeing them doing loops on a small, like a Grand Prix circuit in front of you, but they're close enough to touch on the other side of the barrier. So very different from the race itself, which kind of blows past you at 60, 70, 80 Ks an hour at times and you don't see, they're gone. So, well, that was the tour. It's over. So that's what the criterium or the Kermesse will give you.
I hope nobody fell off at those kind of speeds. Dave, your return to the event, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, following your cancer journey has inspired more than one person, including me now, because I didn't know about this. What did crossing the finish line this year mean to you personally?
Dave, a big one, because we only picked up, I think the melanomas were, they're both in both lungs, and I think they were already there, but we picked up some blood trace in January. By the time we'd negotiated with the medical aides, it became end of March and the cancer jumped to my intestines and into the brain tumor as well. So wasn't a fun time. So March, April and beginning of May, I was at one point really sick and I wasn't 100% sure we'd see this. So, I'm on a really good, immunotherapy treatment and really turned the corner to the point where some of the stuff has shrunk, disappeared, gone to sleep, whatever it is, as long as I don't go to sleep with it. Yeah. And got back on the bike and did a bit. So, yeah, riding it and finishing it this year and actually had a surprisingly good ride, sort of finishing about halfway through the field. I'm happy. I'm no longer a youngster at 70,
halfway, 72. 72.
So I'm happy with the result. And the atmosphere, the amount of guys in the bunches, none of them gave me a push, unfortunately, but plenty of support verbal. And yeah, it was a great event. And the spirit on the road, really, really good.
We wish you well for the future. Everything's going to be fine. Now, Annie, the event relies on tremendous community support, obviously. Anybody you'd like to thank for helping make this milestone edition such a success? Stage is yours.
Well, you know, I think for a start, the fact that the city of Durban endorses the event and they give us the full road closure, which makes it safe for all the riders on the road, whichever distance they're doing. It's an incredible thing because the cyclists don't often get that opportunity to ride with no vehicles on the road with them. So they've got the freedom of the city. So it's a big shout out to the city of eThekwini and Umsunduzi. And this year, for the first time, there's a new municipality that sprung up between Pietermaritzburg and Durban called Mkabatini. And those guys were unbelievable. They would have had the band, the singers, everybody that they could have if they could. They supported and they were so thrilled to have the event starting because we started the 70K at the Camperdown Spa within their municipality and they were absolutely wonderful. So it was fantastic to have them on board as well.
So the only thing you were missing from this race was me acting as MC for the day, basically. So we need to fix that, please, for next year.
Well, we certainly can.
I'm playing. All right, so looking ahead, finally, what does the future hold for Amashova? What can cyclists look forward to in the years to come? That's a couple of years from now.
Well, I think for me, one of the most inspiring thing was to have a group of ladies from Gauteng who came down called the Caroline Matsumela Cycling Club. And I think it was a group of up to 40 riders that came down, women who've probably never ridden before much. And they're now cycling on a permanent basis and going from event to event. And I spoke to Caroline this morning and said to her, Caroline, come down here and start a ladies cycling group here, please. And, with our Cycle Sunday, Sundays that are happening four times a year, it'll be wonderful to have them come and ride and, build their confidence in a safe place like the Cycle Sunday route.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add, Dave, just to finish off?
Davey, I won't be here in 30 or 40 years' time, but this event...
You will, never know. You've got through the worst now.
This event will run through... Comrades has just said it's lining up for its 100th. So will this event. So I'm sure it's here to stay. It's a big event. It'll grow. The support, the positive vibe will get the rider load back, travel costs and things have made it tougher, but we will get the rider load back right up, and it's looking good for the next 30, 40 years.
Lovely. Two shining stars with me here on 88 FM. Well done to both of you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. So we'll talk again soon. You're welcome here anytime. You know that.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you. Save me from drowning in the